weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, cooler. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy in the lower 20s. For Saturday, cloudy, isolated chances of rain and snow. We'll see temperatures around 40. Right now, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In late 2020, the National Pork Board launched a new master brand strategy, Real Pork. It was to celebrate all that's real about pork and the people who bring it to the table. One of the pillars of Real Pork is nutrition, according to Kara Belke, Director of Nutrition and Dietetics with the National Pork Board.
Real Pork is all about who we are and who we are as a brand. And within Real Pork, there are different pillars and brand truths that really support who we are. And nutrition is a big part because it's one of those pillars called Good for Me, Good for My Family. And that is a very powerful brand truth and that we will continue to bring to life through Real Pork.
She says what consumers consider good for me has moved. She said the goal is to add a feeling and a doing component to build emotional renaissance in the way consumers think about pork.
Consumers, as they are looking at products and choosing and selecting what goes in their basket, they're looking beyond just the basic product attributes. They're looking at the social impact. They're looking at how food fits their life. And they're also seeing how food aligns with their values and who they are. So we believe in the quality of nutrients in pork and the science behind it. But now we need to start to show consumers how that translates into action. So that means shifting from lecturing them on why they should be choosing pork to celebrating the how. So celebrating how you incorporate it into your life as a nutritious protein that fuels your lifestyle.
Belke explains the driving philosophy of the Real Pork nutrition strategy.
In order to nourish people's lives, we first must understand and reflect their lives in reality. So that's what we're beginning to do. We're changing that narrative around health and wellness. So we know we have a unique opportunity to connect with consumers in relevant and meaningful ways.
According to Belke, the Pork Checkoff will be meeting consumers in their space as this new strategy works to move perceptions about pork. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Corrections has confirmed that a man convicted of kidnapping a 9-year-old girl has been released from the Larned Correctional Mental Health Facility on Wednesday. Cake News reports that Donald Wacker kidnapped 9-year-old Nancy Shoemaker back in July of 1990 and was sentenced to 16 years to life in prison, then first became eligible for parole back in December of 1999. A board granted Wacker parole back in March of 2020, but the parents of Nancy Shoemaker said they're not very happy with the release.
Aggravated. Just one, because we didn't know ahead of time, you know, and then the fact that he's getting out, you know, it's like we have no time to fight it.
That audio from Cake News. In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations and the Ford County Sheriff's Office are investigating after a body was reported in a grain car in southwest Kansas. Cake News reports that police found the deceased male body in a grain car near the right, just northeast of Dodge City. So far, the preliminary investigation does not indicate any foul play in the incident. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
The top health official in Kansas has told lawmakers that the state will likely see only a small uptick in the immediate supply of the COVID-19 vaccine with the change in presidential administrations. Dr. Lee Norman with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said on Tuesday the state will likely get a 1 to 2% increase in its vaccine supply in the short run. Health officials reported on Wednesday that there were 3.8% of the state's population have gotten the vaccine so far. Kansas did add another 3,500 COVID-19 cases on Wednesday, pushing the state's tally to over 263,000 since the pandemic began. The state also reported more than 50 deaths, bringing the state total of deaths to 3,575. And other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, along with local health officials in southwestern Kansas, are investigating after a body was found inside a rail grain car near Dodge City. KAKE News reports that the body of a man was found in the grain car Wednesday morning in an unincorporated community of Wright, just northeast of Dodge City. The KBI, along with Ford County Sheriff's offices, are working to identify the man. So far, they say there was no foul play. Good American Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The Nebraska State Capitol mostly quiet yesterday as President Joe Biden was sworn into office, but there was more security than usual inside the building. Members of the Nebraska State Patrol stood watch inside the building's public entrances, but business otherwise continued as usual. Outside, three protesters walked around the building's perimeter waving a Trump 2020 campaign flag. Lawmakers spent their morning session introducing bills to be debated later this year. Nebraska's campaign to vaccinate people for the coronavirus is further along in some rural parts of the state. At least half a dozen health districts across the state have already started giving vaccines to seniors living outside long-term care facilities. State health officials have said they expected the campaign to progress at different rates throughout parts of Nebraska. Overall, the state has administered over 109,000 vaccines. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Vaccine distribution for COVID-19 continues as area first responders and nursing home patients join frontline healthcare workers who had previously been immunized. Additional vaccine protocols will designate other groups as additional doses are received, but it may be well into spring before the broader general public is vaccinated. Over 1,200 residents have called the Community Memorial Healthcare Readiness Hotline, whereby anyone over age 16 may call and leave a voicemail with their name, date of birth, contact number, and primary care physician in order to help local officials develop a list of those interested when vaccines become available. It's not known if CMH, the county health departments, or both will handle the process, but the hotline helps determine priorities for planning purposes. Community Memorial Healthcare Readiness Hotline number is 562-4474. That's 562-4474. As well, free COVID tests are now available at the Marshall County Health Department Monday through Thursday mornings, 8:30 till 1. Tests are available if symptoms are showing or not. For additional details, contact the office at 562-3485. Additionally, the Washington County Health Department is now taking names of those interested in vaccinations when available. Phone the Washington County Health Department at 325-2600. District Magistrate Judge Paul Monty retired in Washington County last week. He served 14 years on the bench after appointment in early 2007 to the post previously held by Terry Taylor. Monty was a local attorney for some 38 years prior to accepting the judgeship. Dedicating a total of 52 years to the law and judicial system, his final day was January 11th. Four nominees have been listed for consideration with the 12th Judicial District Nominating Commission to meet this Friday for interviews. They include Jason Korst of Hanover, a Beatrice probation officer, Allison Curran of Washington, court services officer for Marshall County serving the 22nd District, Christopher McFadden of Clifton, Washington County Sheriff's Deputy, and Gail Monty of Washington, an administrative assistant for the 12th Judicial District. The interviews will be accessible to the public via YouTube Friday morning. The 12th District serves Cloud, Jewel, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. A soybean school is planned through the River Valley Extension District office on January 28th in Clay Center at the Methodist Church beginning at 8:30 a.m. For additional details and registration, contact your local office of the River Valley Extension District at Soybean School in Clay Center, January 28th. The annual legislative forum in Marysville will be March 20th at 9 a.m. with a location to be announced. Area legislators will be invited, with Marysville Chamber and Main Street hosting the annual event. The legislative forum in Marysville is planned March 20th. Walter R. Stump, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stump.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had a cold front move through across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures across the area as we head through the day. We have another dry cold front that's going to push through tonight into the overnight hours, and this is going to bring more of the Arctic air with it. So some chilly temperatures for tomorrow across the central upper parts of the Midwest. We're watching a low pressure system that will form out of the Rockies and will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Saturday and Sunday, bringing some scattered rain and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest. Upper parts could see a little bit of some snow accumulation. Otherwise, as we head into the early parts of next week, another system could bring more chances for some wintry weather. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, cooler, highs in the upper 30s, and tomorrow night, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-January 41, record high on this date 72. The average low 17, the record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening, 5:34.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Is there such a thing as a better mousetrap? We take a look at ultrasonic pest repellent devices today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 21st, the 21st day of 2021. Golf champ Jack Nicklaus has a birthday, and a Boeing 747 made its first commercial flight on this day in 1970. You may have seen devices that claim to repel mice and other rodents using ultrasonic sound. The machines are said to emit noise that pests find unbearable. Do they work? We rate them as partially useful. Often the signal from the device is weak and it can be blocked by furniture or walls. Also, pests seem to be accustomed to the noise over time, so there will be diminishing effects. The most practical use may be in conjunction with conventional traps. The ultrasonic device will cause varmints to scurry, giving your trap a better chance of nabbing them. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email kndy@bluevalley.net. That's kndy@bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Kansas Mid-America Network's Thursday, the Kansas State High School Activities Association yesterday voted to allow up to 4 spectators per participant at student events. The change will take effect starting January 29th until the end of the winter activities regular season. Our news partners at Cake TV report school districts may choose to have stricter limitations based on seating and guidelines from local health departments. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remained in the NFL's concussion protocol yesterday, but did practice in a limited capacity, raising hopes that the reigning Super Bowl MVP can play in Sunday's AFC title game against Buffalo. The Chiefs typically breeze through their midweek practice with little contact before ramping things up for their longest workout today. And Coach Andy Reid said after yesterday's practice that that fit perfectly with what Mahomes was able to do. I'm Rick Averett. Thursday, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Baseball news reliever Wade Davis returning to the Kansas City Royals, the team he helped pitch to in the 2015 World Series title. Davis and the Royals agreed yesterday to a minor league contract, and the 35-year-old right-hander will go to spring training trying to earn a spot on the major league roster. If added to the 40-man roster, Davis would get a one-year contract, paying at a rate of $1.25 million while in the major leagues and $200,000 while in the minors. From baseball to college football, Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott stepping down at the end of June, ending an 11-year tenure in which the conference landed a transformational billion-dollar television deal, but struggled to keep up in revenue and exposure with some of its Power 5 peers. Sports Business Journal first reported the news last night, and a person with knowledge of what's being called a mutual decision between Scott and university presidents who make up the league's executive committee confirmed it to the Associated Press. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in semifinal round action of a Thunder Classic from Seneca. Hiawatha meets St. Mary's Academy at 4. St. Mary's tips off with Atchison at 5:30. Marysville boys meet Nemo Hall Central Thursday evening at 7. Live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Girls take center stage with semifinals in the Twin Valley Lake Tournament at Frankfort. On Thursday at 4:30, Axtell meets Blue Valley. At 6, Centralia takes on Wetmore, and at 7:30, Clifton Clyde plays Washington County. Winners bracket semifinals Thursday evening. Frankfort hosting Valley Heights at 6. Hanover tips off with Donovan West at 7:30. Both those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia and Lynn forced to withdraw from the Twin Valley Lake Boys Division due to COVID protocol, forcing some changes in Friday's semifinals. Valley Heights Axtell in a makeup game that's now been moved to 6 o'clock Friday. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. At 6, Donovan West plays Onega, and at 7:30, Wetmore meets Frankfort. Hanover and Troy tip off at 7:30 Friday live on FM 95.5. Changes, scores, and updates also on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Move pot-bound cacti and succulents into a slightly larger container without injuring yourself. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check before transplanting. Cacti and succulents have a small root system compared to their top growth. Moving them into a container much larger than their root system can result in root rot, decline, and even death of your plants. Transplant pot-bound plants into a slightly larger container. This can be a painful process for the gardener, Use tongs to handle the spiny cacti throughout the transplanting process, or make your own by folding paper into a long, thick strip. Wrap this around the spiny portion to make handling the cactus easier on your hands. And remove any wayward spines that end up lodged in your hands with the help of white glue. Cover the spine-infested area on your hands with white glue and allow it to dry. Then peel away the glue and most of the spines come along with it. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
A lot of people enjoy heading to the lake. In fact, some like it so much they buy land or a home there. But what if that just wasn't an option, yet you really wanted to get away? It's just one of the stories told here at a place devoted to the lakes. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In Alexandria, Minnesota, you'll find the Legacy of the Lakes Museum, which celebrates life on the county's more than 300 lakes. The population of the area will wax and wane with the seasons, but it has remained a popular destination for over a century.
We have a big boom in our population over the summer as people come up to summer cabins. These cabins are generational, and so their families have owned them for years, and they just keep coming back to these cabins.
Casey Johnson says this museum began with locals and generations of families coming together to display historic wooden boats used on the lakes. It's just kept growing from there.
We do have a lot of classic watercraft here at the museum. Everything from local boat builders. Alexandria Boat Works was a really big one here in the area. Got classic wood boats from Garwood to Chris Craft. We even have a Dodge watercraft. Lots of different types of boats represented here.
You'll find plenty of history at the museum. One story is that of African-American George Gamble, who purchased much land around Lake Adney for a specific purpose.
It was one of the first places in Minnesota where African-American families could buy property and have a resort community. And that's because one man decided to buy up all the land and then sold it exclusively to black families.
One of my favorite parts of the museum was looking at all the historic fishing lures. May sound strange, but it was pretty neat. The museum covers a lot of ground with a little something for everyone.
This year we did an exhibit called Paddling Through the Past, Dugout and Birch Bark Canoes, which talks a lot about the early Native American people living here. But it also was an opportunity for us to invite the community to make art, because how do you make canoes go? You use paddles. So our community made art using paddles as their canvases.
It's a great place to explore any time of the year. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Backyard beekeeping can be a honey of a hobby. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If thousands of stinging insects flying around doesn't faze you, there's a market to tap into as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
People get into beekeeping for a variety of reasons. Maybe they want the honey, need the bees for pollinating a fruit crop, or just to help increase the declining honeybee population. It's wise for new beekeepers to start out small with just a couple of hives. You will also need a hive tool for opening the hives, a smoker to subdue the bees, and a bee brush to gently remove them from a surface. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says spring is the ideal time to get started. Visit with other beekeepers in the area and go to meetings to learn about the hobby and find where you can buy bees.
Package Bees is a screen box of bees that has 3 pounds of bees, a queen, and a feeder. So essentially, the new beekeeper is buying a swarm in the very early spring month. And these will be provided by area beekeepers who have become specialists.
You need an understanding of the honeybee's behavior during handling and moving, and probably most importantly, know what your reaction is to bee stings. When your bees arrive, be sure you're wearing protective gear.
Most new beekeepers really start out suited up, head to foot, top to bottom, front to back. Nothing is exposed. But as they grow, they tend to lighten that equipment load more and more, so that probably after 2 or 3 years, they're basically just wearing a light top suit and a veil to protect their eyes.
Honeybees can be kept almost anywhere there are flowering plants that produce nectar and pollen. Choose a site that is discreet and sheltered from winds. Learn more about getting into beekeeping at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints,
oh, marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints,
go marching in.
Sounds a call.
what really bugs me? A dirty windshield. When my view is riddled with bug guts, I hightail it to the car wash. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When my windshield is clean, it makes all the difference in the world. I can see where I'm going and what's ahead. The twists and turns in the road, well, they don't surprise me, and I'm confident that I'll arrive safe and secure at my destination. You know, planning for your future is like that too. If you have a clear vision of what's ahead, you can have the financial resources you need to live out your calling and share what you have with others. So write down your vision for the future. Maybe it's sending your kids to college or having extra money to take a vacation. Whatever it is, include it in your financial goals. Just make sure God is guiding all your money decisions. And look ahead to a bright future. When you can see clearly what's ahead, it's easy to be prepared. And it's easier to live a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
U.S. Beef has made some impressive headway in the Chinese market. Details today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Earlier this week, I reported that U.S. meat exports to China faced new regulations that slowed product entry. But Chinese demand for U.S. beef has not slowed a bit. Carl Zuloff, an ag economist at The Ohio State University, says only 0.4% of the beef consumed in China in 2011 was imported. By 2018, he says it was 17.5%.
They were importing an additional each year, an average increase of 423 million pounds of beef and 235 million pounds of pork. So that's quite an annual increase.
Zuloff says beef trade figures for China were anomalies the past 2 years, though. First the trade war, then the pandemic. The future, says Zuloff, may depend on whether China pursues a domestic agenda.
Will they become a major leader, both consumer and producer of alternative meats? And I'm thinking cellular-based meats here as well as plant protein meats. If they really are developing a significant Western diet, which has a heavy emphasis upon animal proteins, will they see it that they have to go to the alternative meats market in order to satisfy that? And I think that's a really big strategic question going forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Mental health in rural America is finally becoming okay to talk about. Farmer Angel Network spokesperson Randy Roker says mental health in agriculture and rural America is finally becoming an open topic.
You know, it's becoming okay to start talking about this now. It used to be a topic that everybody pushed aside and it was ignored, but we're bringing this out into the light right now and to recognize that we can talk about this.
Roker took part in a panel discussion last week during the American Farm Bureau Federation's virtual annual convention called
called Farm State of Mind. He says focusing on mental health is a community effort.
One of the things we discussed, too, was the warning signs, what to look for. You know, a person lets their appearance go, either, you know, ate a lot or not enough, didn't sleep, slept too much, you know, everything. There's all these signs, and you just don't care anymore. These are the warning signs that you have to look out for. And the biggest thing is just talk or listen, you know, to your neighbors. Go over there and see how they're doing and just listen to how they're doing and have a good visit with them.
Roger says there are many ways to start the conversation about mental health.
Through the Farm Bureau organization, you can go to farmstateofmind.org, and that refers you to a lot of different places that you can get help. And it's just not just, of course, agriculture. With COVID now, you think of the restaurant workers and other small businesses that are really struggling a lot, and mental health is going to be a very big issue. And what happens is children see their parents struggling, so that's going to be the next problem that we have.
Roker formed the Farmer Angel Network over a year ago to provide an open forum for farmers to talk about farm stress, mental health, and possible suicide. You can find it by searching Farmer Angel Network. That's on Facebook. Farmer Angel Network on Facebook. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breezy drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
You figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Japanese consumers are seeking more high-quality meat options at retail that they can prepare at home, including U.S. lamb. Joe Sheely with more.
Tom Kazutani, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Marketing Manager, has more details in this USMEF report.
Export American lamb to Japan reopened in 2018. That was absent for 15 years due to the BSE issue. So the first target was food service, especially the high-end, like hotel banquet or the French cuisine restaurant. Those were our main target to introduce the U.S. lamb. But since COVID, almost all the food service and hotel restaurant industry had slowed down quite seriously. But on the same time, some of the retailers, especially the high-end retailers, started to make interest in American lamb. Companies like Queen's Isetan or Hankyu Oasis, which both have a background of a high-end department store type supermarket, had started to sell American lamb.
USMEF recently held the first retail promotion of U.S. lamb in Japan with Queen's Isetan.
We have done the first retail promotion of American lamb in Japan at 11 outlets at Queen's Isetan. We hired demonstrators to introduce how the rich quality of the American lamb is made. We want to let the Japanese people know how rich the taste of the American lamb is compared with Australian New Zealand lamb. According to Queen's Isetan, they have decided to order American lamb consistently in 2021. And actually, the majority of the sales was made by the round cuts. We have a culture to thin slice the shoulder and round cuts, marinate with some barbecue sauce, and grill it. So it seems like the retailers will keep on purchasing the boneless round cuts and few French rack, especially for a feast or event.
I'm Joe Sheely.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available.
and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Itchy cattle are not productive cattle. Lice can spread quickly through a cattle herd, and when animals are itching, they're not eating. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Cattle is a good indication they have a lice problem. The bites cause itching and irritation, so cattle rub, lick, and chew on themselves. This can cause damage to fence posts and other items they rub on for relief. Lice also affect performance. When the cattle are rubbing and scratching, they're not eating or resting, which can cost a quarter to a half pound of gain per day. Larry Hawkins is a technical services veterinarian with Bayer Animal Health. He says when you're applying a product to treat lice, don't just quickly spread it on a small part of the animal's back.
There's a species of louse that gets out on the nose, one that gets on the neck and the brisket and down between the front legs, and one that's a body louse that covers the main area of the body. And if you think about where those lice are, if we put a spot in the middle of the back, that can be 4 feet to the nose. Therefore, we aren't getting those lice treated.
Lice are spread by animal-to-animal contact. Even with a proper treatment, they can still be a problem if untreated cattle are mingling with the treated animals.
If we keep them separated, not by just one fence, but by at least two fences apart, or a temporary fence to isolate the treated ones, then we'll experience a long duration of good louse control with that treatment.
Lice don't like warm weather, so their numbers will decrease through spring and summer. However, once cooler temperatures are back, so are the lice. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for lice control in cattle at agriculture.com.
Do-it-yourself projects never stop, and to make light work of the toughest tasks, Hometown Lumber offers tools and supplies at special prices. Doorbusters this month include the Milwaukee 12-volt cordless stubby impact wrench in 3/8, quarter, and half-inch sizes for $165.99 each. For painting jobs, the 4-foot mini steel scaffold platform is a steal at $99.99. It's adjustable, portable, and easy to store. Stop in for more Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City wheat still struggling. Corn and soybeans are still in the green. March soybeans up 4 3/4 at 13.74 1/4. May beans up 5 1/4 at 13.72 1/2. So some positives there. March soybean meal is down 2.10 at 4.40.30. May's down 1.30 at 4.37.10. That's not good. March soy oil is up 87 points at 43.41. May's up 79 at 42.71. So we'll have to call it mixed in the soy complex. The beans themselves doing well. Soy oil is up. Bean meal having some issues. Corn is up. Wheat is down. March corn up 3 at 5.25. May corn up 3 at 5.27. March Kansas City wheat's down 1.5 at 6.35 1/2. May Casey wheat is down 1.5 at 6.38 3/4. So we're looking at mixed numbers across our grains and soybeans. as we roll through our Thursday. As far as cotton is concerned, March cotton is up 99 points at 82.58. May cotton up 100 points at 83.50. So things look good for cotton. In the livestock complex, things for the most part are green. February live cattle up 80 at 114.15. April live cattle up 110 at 119.97. Nice positives there. March feeder cattle up 172 at 139.25. April feeders up 135 at 141.97. So strong positives for cattle. Hogs are mixed. The early contract, February hogs down 27 at 68.17. But April hogs up 72 at 73.80. And all the back months are also green. May hogs up 70 at 78.67. Metals markets are mixed as well. February gold is down 30 cents currently at 1,866.10 an ounce, but we're seeing plus signs with silver, copper, platinum as well. So the metals markets remain mixed here late in the day on Thursday. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage. Condensa K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapoll and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
The new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups are available at Fenotis Motor Company in Marysville. With the new Silverado 1500 model, it's the High Country Edition. A Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. And a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. Test drive yours today at Fenotis Motor Company in Marysville.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.